What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller, and I'm live in Kevin's room. And yeah, this is a late Greg way. I just can't fit him in the day sometimes. But I'm still here, and I'm still doing it. And we had a great day streaming, you know, Ghostbusters and then doing Black Adam review, which was ridiculous and fun. And you should watch it if you have no intent to ever watch Black Adam, because I get to scream and yell and be a crazy person for a while. And so, you know, what can you say? It's the end of the first week in the Kinda Funny studio. We are running around installing some final things before we get out of here. Then everybody's going to run home and play God of War, which I can't wait for. I'm going to have some dinner with Jen. I'm going to have a great time. I'm looking over here at the Black Adam dashboard for in review. Thank you so many of you for watching live. I know, obviously, a DCEU in review, a highly anticipated video. But I've noticed, you know, for us with Patreon content, live recordings this week, they've been really high. I mean, we've had really high viewership and all the streams as well, too. I want to thank you guys. I don't know if you know how far that goes. You know, I think, obviously, you're Patreon people. And obviously, you know, your support means the world to us and stuff like that. But the numbers and optics are always great. And it's always cool to see after a big event for Kinda Funny, the Patreon numbers spike, right? In terms of, like, people are excited to try the new benefits. They're excited to come watch the show, be a part of that. That's always great. I love that feeling. Let alone the fact that, you know, the streams in general have been getting better viewership. And I can't tell you how far that goes, you know, for us as a business, right? Of, you know, both the added bonus of having now on YouTube the archived views of people watching live, then combined with the people who come to watch it later like normal. And then, of course, just having more people there live in general helps us so much in terms of, you know, trying to sell people on opportunities, both sell in the terms of like, hey, sponsor us, but then also sell like, it'd be really cool if we did X, Y, and Z. And you could say, look at how many people watch this. You know, before with Twitch, it was so fragmented, and I think you had two different audiences. So having both the live people and combined with the on-demand people are fine. I actually thought I was going to talk about Taylor Swift when I started this vlog, but I'm here now 2 minutes in already going through this, and I got to go back to helping Kevin with his thing, but he's having a smoke. We're waiting for an update, and yada, yada, yada. Midnights is out. Taylor Swift Midnights is out. Nothing has changed if you watch the stream, so I'm sorry to repeat myself, but I want to make sure I had something to say on a designated channel. That I am still working my way through it. I still have three songs on the back half of the album. I like it. I like the album. I just don't think it's going to be one that I come back to all the time. When I come back to Taylor Swift, 1989 is still top of the pile for me. Just a fantastic album that I can listen to front to back over and over and over again. And then really, like, you know, Folklore and Evermore have been such COVID out of the blue treats. And I like that folky thing. Like, I like when she's, she doesn't need to be full-blown country or anything like that, but I like it folky. Right now, Midnight's, I'm enjoying. I just can't see myself singing along to it, and I haven't had an earworm from it, if that makes sense. Where you think of, like, you know, for more recent Taylor, you think of something like Betty, where I, like, listen to that over and over and over again. I love that song so much. And for this first thing, I'm like, oh, I like this. I like that. This is good. This feels like, you know, I didn't like Reputation. Like, I didn't hate Reputation, but it wasn't, like, something I was really into. And I feel like this is a similar situation where, like, Reputation I listened to like once or twice and then never really came back to it. And this one, I wonder how many times I'm going to listen to it. Obviously, for now that I'm driving a car, it's easier. I'm going to listen to it probably for an entire week. I was in, oh man, look at my forehead's breaking out. I'm going to listen to it probably for a week, I would say, and see where I come down. I'll update you on the Greg ways of how I feel. And I'm excited to get back in the car and listen to it now. But yeah, I'm not like in love with it. I don't hate it or anything like that. But I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, and don't get me wrong. As an artist, I want Taylor Swift to go reinvent herself and try new things and do all sorts of stuff. So I'm not at any point saying, like, but I wanted more bops. I'm just saying, like, maybe for me, this is more of a concept album that, you know, and I don't even know if I'm using that right. You know, I know nothing about music. Maybe it's just something I try here and there. But we'll see. But hey, man, what a fucking week in the studio, right? We did our, you know, our weekly meeting talking about what's happening next week. And then at the end of it, you know, I congratulated everybody on it, man. Like, to come off of the 24-hour stream where we're all so exhausted and dying, and to get in here to a brand new space where we don't even know how things work, really, it was incredible to see everybody firing all cylinders this week. You know, I was so proud, obviously, at the studio launch, and you've heard me talk in the run-up to it, and yada, 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 but, like, to get back to business, to get back to doing the shows we actually do, to see how good the shows look out there, to see how much better the content, I think, is in person. The energy is better. The excitement is there. And will that, so, you know, yes, it will. Spoilers. But will that energy and excitement still be there in 3 months, 3 years? It'll be different, but it's so much different than being at home and on a COVID watch or being on Discord or feeling like we were forced to do it. You know, even Blessing today on Games Daily, you know, he called in Jan on a PS I Love You, which she will forever, but for a one-on-one with me for PS I Love You and Remember Blank, calls in, and I was like, damn, like, even this feels more exciting and better and I granted, I think it's one of those things where, you know, for PS I Love You to have God of War, for XCast to have Gotham Knights, for Gamescast to have a million other things. We were just killing it on content, and it was a perfect marriage of we're so excited to be back, and it's like the most exciting time of the year for video games. So that's not stopping anytime soon. Whole bunch of stuff next week, obviously. Whole bunch of stuff you don't know about. Another stream next week. By the way, set your expectations. You know, we said we'd do another marathon stream. We don't mean 24 hours. We don't even mean 12 hours. Like, the team has been roughed up by that 24-hour stream. So we're going to do a very long stream on Friday next week. I think we're at Target right now 10 to 5, which is way longer than we would normally stream, obviously. But we want to make sure your expectations are set correctly. But obviously, we got to take care of each other and everything else. But that'll be the nice long marathon stream, our victory lap for the month of October and for the launch of the new studio, and then to get back to everything else. So I hope you have a great weekend. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you guys.